relationship, the way two or more people are connected, or the way they behave toward each other. What's up, Army? This is Bring the Soul.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Army!
Yay!
What is up? Thank you so much for tuning in to the BTS Bring Me Soul docuseries, Episode 3, Relationship. We so appreciate you being here. Joining me today, he is our resident Gucci boy, Ollie Drennan.
Hi. I'm super excited to be back.
I'm so excited to be here. I am also the grandpa slash genius of the show today. I am Veronica Valencia. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be talking all about episode 3, Relationship. We're going to obviously be talking about the happiness, and we're going to talk about the relationship with the members. They also touched upon loneliness, so we'll get into that. We are also a show of variety. So what game are we playing today? Stick around to find out. But before we get into any of that, Ollie, I want to know your overall thoughts on this episode, as well as the theme of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you hear a relationship, you automatically think of like something like romantic.
Yeah.
But I think this was more so kind of like the relationship with not only one another, and but it was also kind of like mostly what I felt was kind of like the relationship with themselves. Like, I think it's so important to, like, if you want healthy relationships with other people, you need to have and maintain a relationship, a healthy relationship with yourself, first and foremost. And I thought that was very key.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting because I feel like this was kind of like a very personal episode, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to the other two. The other two were personal, but I think this was more a higher level of personable.
It's more like,
know.
The other ones were deep and personal in the sense that, you know, they were kind of showing their struggles of how they work. But I feel like this episode was showing us a piece of themselves as people.
Right.
I mean, all of them do. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they're talking about, like, what brings them happiness.
Right.
As opposed to, like, the challenge of performing, which I feel like is very different. I feel like this episode, it was very touching. I really loved this episode because, like I said, they are talking about stuff like what's making them happy. And they also touch upon loneliness, which we'll get into because I can only imagine when they're on tour of this level. But I also just like how, like you were saying, Ollie, you kind of need to be in, you need to have a lot of relationships. And I feel like, obviously, their tour, their albums are called Love Yourself. So I feel like they're constantly trying to work on their relationships with, you know, loving their family, loving each other, loving themselves.
Right.
And I thought that was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, let's actually get into kind of the topic of happiness and kind of how each of the members basically say they feel happy. Jin. I loved Jin's answer because his answer was basically kind of the way how I think most people kind of go about it, or like I'd like to think, where he's just basically saying, like, I don't take anything too seriously and I'm in the moment. I don't overthink things. And I'm like, I love it. I love it. I love that it came from Jin, because Jin to me is so extra.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And I'm like, of course you don't. Like, he takes things seriously, but, like, when they're goofing off, he likes to goof off, obviously. And I love him so much. He just likes to go with the flow, and he's so extra, and he is our worldwide handsome for a reason.
I mean, some of his reactions to screams, like,
this extra.
Random, you know, just look at compilations of videos of random funny moments of him, and you're probably, that'll cure any bad day.
Oh my gosh, Jin screaming, Jim laughing. Jin laughing is like, I will never do it justice. His laugh makes me laugh, and I love watching him. He's just so fun. I loved his answer. But what do you think about kind of this idea of happiness with the boys and kind of some of the answers that maybe stood out to you?
Well, I definitely think that kind of like Jin's answer was something that I could kind of relate to, because it almost kind of read to me as not overthinking things and not taking things too seriously. Obviously, you want to be professional and take certain things like your job seriously. But I think that's almost, it's kind of, to me, it kind of read as like a very, I don't know. It was the one that just stuck out to me because I could relate to it personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think sometimes you feel lonely and you feel darkness and whatnot, and that's a whole other topic. But I think when you kind of don't think about, like, those dark times, I think going to an amusement park, for instance, like, that's something, living in the moment, that's something that it's a good tool to kind of utilize when to fight off those demons that you might feel when you're alone.
Yeah, for sure. And then I found J-Hope's answer so interesting because he was saying how he's, like, embarrassed to be happy. And it was kind of confusing to me. I don't know if maybe you read it and how you were able to read that answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of read it as maybe he – I think he just is maybe kind of the opposite, where he maybe takes himself seriously, which is okay. That's not a bad thing to do at all. But maybe being happiness in his eyes might – being too happy maybe be read as
maybe, like, inconsiderate. Not, like, inconsiderate, but maybe he thinks, like, oh, I'm too happy.
Unprofessional.
Or maybe arrogance to some people.
Yeah. Or cockiness, for example. Or maybe even kind of, like, a slight sense of weakness, you know. And I don't think happiness is like that. But
no. But
it just, that's a different viewpoint. And I think it's a really interesting. It's a different perspective. And it's cool to hear everyone's kind of different perspective of happiness and kind of the struggles they're going through.
I found it so interesting that that was kind of his response, because I'm like, J-Hope out of all the other members is, like, our light and our sunshine.
Yeah, but you were talking about the last episode that we covered here and how the criticism that he faced.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what that explains it all. He's very serious. And
he's very serious.
You know, he obviously wants to be happy. Like, everyone wants to be happy. But I think he kind of goes about it a different way, because he wants that maybe that acceptance from people. And I think he already has it. Hell yeah, we're here for you, J-Hope. But I think he's a little bit more serious of how he goes about, you know, obtaining the happiness in his relationships.
Yeah. Well, speaking about relationships, I loved how this episode basically showed how comfortable they are around each other. And, I mean, I would expect to. There are seven of them. They're together 24/7. I mean, Jimin and J-Hope are roommates. So you would think that they're comfortable. But I loved being able to see it this episode. But it was also just kind of interesting because, you know, we've been talking a lot about how there's a lot of pressure on them, or how they feel a lot of pressure, how, like, something super small to us may be huge to them, or vice versa. And this part of the episode was very interesting to me because they took what I thought was kind of sad and made it into a positive. So obviously, they have a great concert. They are such, to any ARMY who's been to a BTS concert, or to any ARMY who's just watching fan cams or performances on YouTube, they are amazing, amazing, talented idols that just burn the stage. But it's kind of sad sometimes because, you know, they can come off of having this really good performance. They feel good about it. And then in this episode, we saw, like, oh, you know, they had some rest. They felt like they had a good performance. But then their coach is basically, an RM is coming and saying, we lost it. Like, we didn't have enough energy, or, like, we were lacking tension in our moves and stuff like that. And I feel like that was kind of sad. But they obviously took it and made it a positive because they were showing about, like, I can step back and accept critique from my mates, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it also is kind of an instance of, like, having those, the concert withdrawals. Like, you get off that concert high just as we go, and then, like, it's over and we're like, oh, so that was amazing. But also as the performers, you never really think about, like, how they might feel, you know, like, oh, that was such a good show, or maybe that wasn't a good show. But it's kind of just, you know, there's always room for improvement. I think they can recognize that as artists, but also don't dwell on, like, the negative, the criticisms as a negative. I feel like there's always room to improve, just as, you know, there's always room to improve on your relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that you say that, because that's exactly what Namjoon says. He's basically saying there's always room for improvement, and, you know, he needs to be humble and be able to take critique, like, constructive criticism, basically.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love how they are so strong and unified, and they are humble enough to accept help when they need it. Granted, I think they're flawless. I think they work so hard and they give a good performance, but maybe there's like little things here or there because right. I'm not behind the scenes. But I love the fact that they're willing to accept, you know, and not feel prideful that, oh, right. I didn't get that right.
But I think that to me, their very last episode was passion. So they're passionate in the point of not being arrogant. Like, they know that they can improve and they're not like perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe they're perfect in our eyes.
They're perfect in Army's eyes.
I think they're true artists is like they just want to do as best as they can and to continue improving. And I think that's very admirable from them. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I notice this a lot too, not just with Bring the Soul in this episode, but I notice that there's a couple of times, like, after they'll do a performance, they'll immediately go back and watch the performance. And, you know, I understand that they want to see how the performance was. They want to see if there was any mistakes and they want to be able to prove, and they have their hearts in such a good place. But a part of me is like, enjoy the moment.
Right.
Enjoy the hard performance that you just did. Enjoy the praise that you are so well deserved, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that was also something interesting that Namjoon said was, he says that they're only given praise,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know, maybe to them, it's kind of like one of those things, you know, how I was saying how they see something very small, but they think it's huge in Army's eyes. I feel like that's kind of the same thing here where, you know, maybe to BTS, they are given such positive praise. But mm-hmm. on the Army side, maybe sometimes you'll see someone who is criticizing.
You're right.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's kind of like, yeah, I agree. But also maybe I think they're like, okay, maybe don't sugarcoat things, you know, maybe. Yeah,
like tell us straight.
Yeah.
Tell us how
and
it
like,
is.
And like, don't be mean about it. Don't send hate by
any means.
Constructive
criticism.
Right. And I think that's what they really look for because they're passionate about what their craft and their performing and them as entertainers. But also, of course, they want that praise. But maybe too much of, you know, think of it from their perspective of constantly getting like positive, constantly positive, positive.
You don't
then
know
it's
if
like,
you don't know
is if, it yeah. real? Is this all that my life is going to be? You know, you kind of have to have those criticisms for you to improve, not only as an artist, but also as a human being. Like, could you yeah. imagine just
being praised your whole life?
Constantly, like, at work, you know, outside, on the street. Hey, just constant, like, too much of anything is a bad thing, you know? Like, mm-hmm. and it can be annoying from them, nice. So it kind of creates that new perspective of, like, okay, like, where they're coming from totally makes sense,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Don't be mean to them. Don't be negative.
They want honesty because they right. know that they can improve. They know that they're not perfect. They're perfect to us.
Right.
but they know that, and they want honesty. And that's something really admirable from a group mm-hmm. who just, you know, they work so hard
right.
and you don't want to put them down, but they appreciate and value honesty.
Yeah. And they realize, I think they're artists, they're a group that realizes that not everything they do is going to be perfect or good. And that's because they're not arrogant.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a quick shout out to Marie in the chat. Hello, Marie Army, who says J-Hope is a dance leader, so he takes that very seriously. That was also really great to see is how, you know, because sometimes when people take on certain roles, sometimes they can feel maybe nervous, especially if, you know, like J-Hope isn't the oldest mm-hmm. of the group. So maybe, I don't know if maybe he would feel weird, like, oh, I'm telling Jin what to do kind of thing. But I love how they take on these roles and they're taking them very seriously because they want what's best for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And it's like, they just find your own niche, you know,
yeah.
and how you fall into it. And it's also just kind of like how you are as friends. Everyone has that friend group, you know, mm-hmm. that like, okay, you're the mom, you're this, you're the baby, the machiné, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about loneliness just a bit.
Oh, gosh. So sad.
Yeah. This was a very, this segment tugged at my heartstrings because, you know, we expect they're touring, they're away from friends and family for so, so long. So let's just kind of talk about the loneliness. And all I can say is that while the members are talking about their loneliness, I feel like they can never be lonely with Jimin around. Jimin always crashes their V-Lives. Jimin is always trying to go into their hotel rooms. Jimin is always the one hanging on them. I feel like you can never be lonely with Jimin around. But, you know, they still do talk about loneliness
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. What did you kind of think about, you know, there was some – they talked about the idea, and they touched upon this in the last episode, Passion, as well, a little bit. The idea of touring alone. What did you think of that?
But, like, who – like, what
– just the idea. I mean, because Jimin kind of brought it up to RM, or Jimin has brought it up a bit of just, like, oh, the idea of touring alone, like, just solo.
Right. I think that's something that's so foreign to them. And they're used to being together. And I think – I mean, if they're already feeling lonely – if each of them are kind of feeling loneliness at some point, can you imagine them actually mm-hmm. going solo and being alone, physically alone?
Yeah.
On top of feeling alone even though you're not alone? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, so yeah. it's just levels of loneliness – I just don't think it's it would be good, you know, going solo for touring. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think it would be incredibly hard to – because they are – like you're saying, they're so used to being with each other mm-hmm. 24/7. And especially – and I feel like I noticed it a lot with Jimin, particularly in this episode, with him and Cookie's little dinner date, which was so cute. I loved their little dinner date. It was just a cute moment that I wanted to shout out. But, you know, I feel like – that you can look at an artist. I feel like many artists have this issue where they're loved. Fans are screaming out their name. People want to hang out with them. So sometimes people have that misconception of like, well, if all these people are around you, how are you lonely? And it's just, it's because there are certain connections that's like, yeah, I have all these fans right. who love me, but they're, it's a different connection from the connections I have with my actual family and my friends. And so I thought it was interesting just kind of like how they're with each other 24/7, but even Jimin specifically, even though when they get their alone time, Jimin still wants to be with someone, or, you know, Jungkook still wants to be with someone, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. And also it's kind of thinking, seeing it through their eyes of like, it makes sense that they're lonely because it's hard to make connections when you're a celebrity, when you're an idol, mm-hmm. because everyone has these expectations of you. Yeah. Everyone sees you as something, you know, sometimes some fans, like I think you and I see them as human beings and they're amazing and awesome, but a lot of fans see them as an entity, you know, like they don't see them as like a human being with, that's like a normal human being, like,
yeah,
like
they me. Want something.
Like someone who's down to earth. They're you know, they want to be on your level, basically. And it's hard to make those connections when your fans are seeing you as a god, almost. Like this, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm making sense, I'm probably not making sense.
No, but I get it.
As
get
a celebrity, as a public figure, as an idol, it probably is very hard to make, especially at their point in their life, at the peak. They're not at the peak of their career, but where they are in their career, it must be super hard to make new connections with people, to make new relationships with people. So they probably have, you know, all of these fans, but they have like a very small group of actual friends. Mm-hmm. You know, they have each other, their family, but who knows how long really they get to like be with their family, you know, because they're so busy with their schedules. So I understand their loneliness, and yeah. despite the fame that they have, like it can be very lonely. And mm-hmm. so it makes sense as to why they're so close to each other too, yeah. because they're all that they have really, you know?
Yeah. Something that I also found very touching of this segment, involves J-Hope, and that's kind of just knowing J-Hope's history in general. Also Taeyong and knowing his history, but when it comes to Taeyong and kind of how he feels loneliness, I want to cover that in the next episode. Because there's moments where it's like, oh, that's great. Let's cover it that way. Mm-hmm. But with J-Hope, like, we know he gets very emotional when it comes to his family. There's, you know, ARMY out there probably remembers the video from when they were still fairly new in the business. And it's J-Hope's birthday and all mm-hmm. the members give them video messages. And as soon as J-Hope sees his dad and his sister and his mom, instantly bursts into tears, and everyone is crying. Jungkook is crying. Taeyong, who's kind of emotionalist sometimes, like, well, he's just like straight face. He's in tears. Like,
that says a lot.
Yeah, we just know Hobi's history basically with his family, and we know that they all do, but we really have seen in particular how much he cares and misses his family. So just kind of like him talking about loneliness and how, you know, it's kind of nice that. To get that alone time, but loneliness is a given, and then just kind of seeing how he's trying to still stay connected with his family, even though they're so far away. That mm-hmm. was beautiful.
And they're just traveling constantly, and like,
yeah.
it's like we have to rely on technology to maintain those long distance relationships through the video chat and whatnot, through the FaceTime, through the text messages, the emails, whatever. And it's difficult for them, you know, and to juggle like all of these things. And so it's just, oh, it was an episode that like is like we needed to see this episode, but it was also a little sad. It was so sad.
Yeah. Because it's like, I'll hug you. I'll wrap you in my arms. Like, I love you so much. I can make it right. Oh, wow, oh, wow, I can make it right. Hey, say that for news.
Oh, God, sorry.
Spoiler alert for news.
That's why they have to stay tuned. A little teaser, you know.
A little teaser. Yeah, but it's just, you know, they have each other, and I'm so glad that they, you know, will always be there. They have such care for each other, just the way that they interact with each other. And again, you know, I feel like I've talked a lot about specifically Hobie and Jimin this episode, but I feel like there's just so much to pull from. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Jimin specifically is so loving of the members. Like, we've seen it already where, you know, in a past episode where Jungkook was really torn up about the fact that he probably messed something up. And you just have, you know, Jimin rubbing his back, telling him it's okay. You know, I feel like Jimin is always someone who, if, you know, if they're hurt, they go to him, and he's just, like, wrapping them up, and he's so lovable. He's like, I'm here for you. That's all the members, but I feel like with Jimin specifically is, like, super extra lovable.
And I think it's just this topic alone of dealing with loneliness and whatnot. I hope that, like, you know, like, young fans, or it doesn't matter what age, but I think, like, so many people in this day of age suffer with loneliness, and a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, and, like, even my own self, it's, like, it's scary to talk about it. And I hope that, like, by watching this particular episode and all the episodes, because it's such an amazing series that I'm super excited to talk about, you know, I hope that people can kind of, like, maybe be more open to talking about their loneliness and to reach out to their loved ones and to, you know, because it's, you know, no one wants to feel lonely. I feel like it's something that you're going to feel here and there, but I hope that, but they can watch this and kind of reach out to their loved ones and, you know, hopefully seek that help that they might need if it's serious too, you know. So yeah, I just want to say that, shout that out there.
I love that you brought that up, Ollie, because that's one of the reasons we stan BTS so much, is because they really put it all out there in their songs, in their content. Like, they are human beings that, you know, are basically telling us, you know, love ourselves. You know, they touch on topics like mental health, and they're just, you know, they're really just trying to be positive and just people look to them, and they really love the message that they are spreading. We love you, BTS.
Yes, and it's so uplifting.
They're so uplifting. Gosh.
Togetherness. So great.
they instantly make me happy, and I'm so glad they exist. BTS forever.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. So that has been our review of Bring the Soul, Episode 3, Relationships. We all have a relationship with BTS because we're all ARMYs. We all love them.
With all of them or certain members?
We all have our biases. We all have our biases. But as ARMY, we have the lovely relationship with BTS. Let's go into our news for this episode.
Woohoo! AfterBuzz TV. A little teaser.
I was going to say, Ollie gave us a little teaser, so do you want to expand?
You do it, please.
I mean, that's kind of, there's not too much to it because we know how secretive people can be at Big Hit and BTS, but in recent news, ARMY, I'm sure you know that we are getting another collaboration with Love?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say it, because I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Love? I can say all of the boys' names in Korean, but I can't say Love or Love.
Yes.
But no, they're having another collaboration. It is the Make It Right remix, which
I'm so excited about.
I am so excited about. I love all their songs on Map of the Soul so much. I'm so excited. And obviously, this breaks the internet because they are always asked about collaborations, and we never know until, like, it's basically coming out. We didn't know about the Becky G, J-Hope, Chicken Noodle Soup collaboration until basically it was like, oh, Chicken Noodle Soup is here, you know?
And, like, it's cool because I think it's also introducing people who they're not familiar with. Like, I'm, like, Becky G or Love. Like, I don't really know Love, but it's, like, I think that's what's so great about collabs in this day of age. It introduces you to an artist that you love, or artists, but also introduces you to the person that they're collaborating with, or vice versa. And it just introduced you to more music. And I think that's what's great about BTS, because it's bringing people who just love the same thing together.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I'm so excited for this. Do we have the release date? Did you say it?
I don't know. Do we
but have it's the coming.
Release date? It's coming.
I could Google it, or if the chat.
Or if the chat
Marie
knows.
In the chat already knows that it was coming, the Make It Right remix.
I don't know exactly when it's coming, but I know it's coming. And it's so funny because, you know, ARMY was trying to get answers out of Big Hit, and they're like, we don't know anything, but BTS is all like, hey, we got the answers for you. And Twitter blew up, and it made me so happy.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see anything, though.
It's coming soon.
Okay, it'll be here.
It'll be here.
I'm gonna look on Spotify. I'm gonna like just be on my Spotify.
I am so excited. I am so excited for more BTS music. Again, they're such givers. They keep giving us amazing stuff. All right, guys. Speaking of giving, we're gonna give you our special segment, which is Run ABTV. If you have tuned into any of our previous two episodes of our after show, you will know that Run ABTV is our version of Run BTS. So what game are we playing today? Well, in true Run BTS fashion, we are going to play the nonsense game, or make no sense, and this is going to be very interesting. So, you know, As it goes, basically what Ollie and I are going to do is we're going to rapid fire ask questions to each other, and we cannot make sense. So, you know, obviously, even if it's like, I'm like, Ollie, how's your day? And he responds, how's your day? It still made sense, and Ollie is out. So we're going to see how this goes. So we're going to go 5 and 5, and we cannot make sense. All right, let's see how this goes. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Jolinda in the chat is saying tomorrow at 4 a.m. Central Time is when we get it.
Oh my gosh.
It's like Christmas.
What? That's amazing. I know what I'm listening to.
Happy BTS Friday!
Yay!
Yeah, and our amazing engineer up in the booth, Jonathan, also pulled up a little segment saying that it will be released Friday, October 18th, which...
All right, that's tomorrow.
Yes, oh my gosh. Guys...
It's coming.
Let's make a trend on Twitter. Let's do it.
Couple more hours.
Make It Right remix. Let's go. Okay. Ollie, do you want to go first, or should I go first?
Oh, please go first.
Okay. Jonathan, is there any way to get, like, fun background music? If not, it's okay.
Let me pull something up real quick.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right. I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
Because I know I'm going to lose.
Just improv. Say yes. Or don't say yes. But
Okay. So let's get started while Jonathan is... Pulling up some. There it is.
Okay. Oh, I like this. I is this like Wii music? Sim music?
It's a video game music. I love it. This is great. All right, Ollie. Rapid fire. Make no sense. Let's go. Ollie, what's up?
I like eat iced coffee.
What's your favorite color?
I'm going to hit you with a brick.
What did you have for lunch?
Air. I had air for dinner.
No, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It totally makes sense. Air makes no sense, but that makes sense.
Dang it.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
Where do you want to visit?
I'm going to slap you.
What's your favorite BTS song?
I love Britney Spears in my room. I don't know.
All right.
Oh my gosh, that made sense, I guess. I'm sorry.
I don't know, guys. This is actually way harder than it
seems. That's so hard.
Oh, man. All right.
I like this, though. I actually really enjoy this.
Okay, your turn.
All right. What color is my underwear?
Kimchi! Fried rice!
Splash me with your cup.
What?
Are we supposed to be asking questions?
I don't know. Are you just saying things at me? I asked questions because I wanted responses.
Okay. What are you currently listening to?
Kim Seok. Oh no! Kim Seok Jin. Team Kim Seok Jin is always supposed to be an instant. Dang, I lost. Okay, keep going.
Where do you work?
Blue fried chicken wings.
Where do you live?
Once upon a time, there was a monkey.
What are you looking at?
My eyes are fearless.
Oh. Are we friends?
What's in a cucumber?
You're doing very well.
But I'm like, anyone who's watching on YouTube right now is like, because I'm just staring like so focused right now, making sure I do not make sense.
You did great. You did so much better than me. I don't know what I'm doing.
I think I made sense on a couple of those too, though. Okay. What's in a cucumber? You know, what does that even mean?
I mean, it didn't make sense with the question I asked.
Blue fried chicken wings.
I want to redeem myself next time we do this.
Oh my gosh. No, we'll have many chances because I love these
Unless
games.
Should we do it again? Do we have time for it?
We
again?
Definitely have time for more.
Oh gosh.
All right. Okay,
all
let's
right,
go.
All right, all right, all right.
All right. What's food?
I'm going to eat this brick.
Jonathan in the booth, do you want to chime in? Because
I don't know. Let's give it a go.
Wait, you
want me to ask questions?
I don't know. What do you want to try and not make sense?
Let me try and not make sense.
Okay, so we're asking you questions. All right, great.
Oh gosh.
All right, here we go. Jonathan in the booth. What color is the sky?
Toenails are curly.
Okay.
Where can we get pancakes, Jonathan?
12:09 noon.
What is that sign say?
Millions of partles.
That kind of makes sense. The sign can say anything.
Oh, shit.
I know. It's hard. It's hard because it's literally anything that could possibly make sense. And if I was Jin, I'd be like, that makes sense. That makes sense because he's so competitive. He's so competitive.
It is really tough to do.
It's so hard.
I love it. But they do this. They play this game quite a bit on Run BTS, and every single time they do it, it makes me so incredibly happy.
I need to watch it more and to kind of just like get on their level because I'm failing so hard.
I like to think that I'm as funny as Jin sometimes, but I know I'm not.
But I love watching Jin. You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing your homework.
All right. Thank you for that. Was so fun. Thank you, Jonathan, for partaking. Yeah. We always like to have.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, that was great. It was great having you, and we all lost, so it's okay. We're all in the same boat.
No one did as worse as me. That was pretty bad.
You're still pretty good. All right, Army, that just about wraps it up for episode three, Relationships of Bring the Soul. Ollie, where can Army find you on social media?
Yes, guys, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ollie Dreamer.
And I'm Veronica Valencia. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at it's me, Veronica_V. Thank you again, Army, so much for tuning in to the BTS Bring the Soul After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We will be back next week to cover the remaining three episodes. So be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, like us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, give us a thumbs up, and subscribe to our channel so you know when we're going live. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And to BTS and Army, we purple you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.